This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's goodbye to the year of the horse, and hello, year of the yang, which, depending on who you ask, is a sheep, ram, or goat. That's the Chinese New Year sign of the zodiac that we begin this week. Huge celebrations are taking place in China and large parts of East Asia. Fireworks, parades planned in many major U.S. cities. And in the world's largest annual migration, hundreds of millions of Chinese people head to their homeland for the festivities. But not so much here in the USA among some Americans. Taiwanese American Angus Chen, will there be a party at your crib tonight? No.
No. Unfortunately, I am too busy tonight to do anything, and a lot of my friends are too.
Is it okay for me to say Happy New Year to you?
It is totally okay to say Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. And is there a community of people out there sort of talking about some of these issues?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I found a subreddit about Asian Americans where people are talking about this issue, and they're asking, what do you guys do for Chinese New Year? And some people come back and say, you know, my mom tells me every year when it is, and every year I just do nothing. And precisely for the same reasons my dad had trouble celebrating when he first came here, that you can't get school days off, you can't get work days off, you can't travel to go see all your family for a week. The culture of the Lunar New Year, whether you're from China or not, isn't one that is compatible with the structure of Western society right now.
And you're really conscious of being disconnected from this big holiday.
It's hard because when I was growing up, I never really celebrated the holiday the same way that my parents did when they were growing up in Taiwan, you know. And even when I did in sort of a public way, I grew up in a majority white town. So I felt like I was putting on a spectacle, like I was being paraded in front of the white people, you know.
Oh, and you were like the exhibit. Today,
yeah.
Chinese New Year, and we have Angus Chen here.
Intimidating. I didn't really like that. When I got older, I tried to celebrate more, you know, but it became even more difficult because it wasn't something that I had invested a lot of energy into. You know, my family hadn't invested a lot of energy into.
Have you ever asked your dad why, you know, you're so disconnected?
You know, it's funny. My parents, they say like, oh, you know, you had to go to school and we had to work and make money, right? And there's just no space for us, no time for us to celebrate.
And your dad is a native Taiwanese, right? Mm-hmm. Wei Chichen, you did ask him why you're so disconnected from Chinese New Year.
Because of the whole culture of Western culture, American, it just basically not allow you to celebrate.
Yeah.
I think that's the main reason. And we couldn't take you back to Taiwan for Chinese New Year. You know, we really want to do that. But then that means that you guys have to take a week off from school.
What was it like for him when he came to the United States?
You know, I think that he was surprised. It's such a huge deal in East Asian cultures, in Korea and China, Mongolia, Tibet, Taiwan, Vietnam. So many countries, this is the biggest celebration of the year. And when he came to the United States, I think he was a little surprised.
You know, it's like when I arrived U.S., there was already so many Chinese in New York, and nobody ever pushed this. But I know the problem is that Chinese just never participate enough in the politics.
Huh. Chinese don't want to stand out. They don't participate in politics. They don't make themselves known. You don't have that problem, it sounds like.
I don't. But I think that, you know, he sort of says that the first generation of people come over, they do have more of that problem. And maybe that they're closer to their home country, to another culture. And maybe that it's hard enough to survive as an immigrant already without making too many waves.
Well, if you haven't guessed by now, Angus Chen is a freelance producer right here at The Takeaway and born in the year of the goat.
Yeah.
And 24 years ago.
My parents were born in the year of the horse. So that was just going from there to here.
Well, Happy New Year, Angus Chen.
Happy New Year, John.
Angus penned a blog post on this subject for us. You can check it out at thetakeaway.org.